Welcome to Inside Pitch. I'm Bobby Christie. Those who know me call me Coach C. To say that I'm a baseball guy is an understatement. I've been in baseball for almost 60 years. I started as a player, I was an umpire for 35 years, and I was also a coach. In my life, I've also worn more than just a baseball hat. I'm an entrepreneur, a business owner, sales trainer, sales coach, and mentor to young men. I believe that baseball is way more than just a game. It's literally life played out on green grass between two white lines. I learned a lot on the field, in the dugout, and in the locker room. The show isn't just about baseball. It's about how sports influences your life. What I learned on the field, I was able to put to good use in my business career. This show isn't just about me. To keep things lively, I've lined up a lot of special guests. Success breeds success. All of my guests have had successful athletic careers and were able to take what they learned on the field and apply it to their business careers. I'm really looking forward to having some of my former players and coaches come on and tell us not only what they learned, but how they are applying to what they are doing today. As you'll learn, there's a common thread that runs through all of the stories. So, why did I name this show Inside Pitch? My forte on a baseball field and as a baseball coach was pitching and catching. The reason for this is pretty basic. When I was a kid, I pitched in just about every game I played. I pitched too often, too long, and threw way too many pitches. As a result, my playing career ended in college. I made a promise to myself then and there to learn everything that there was about pitching and catching. I never wanted my children to experience what I had. Knock on wood, but no player that ever played for me had an arm injury. For that, I'm really proud. So back to the question, why inside pitch? Pitching and catching are the two most important positions in the game and are the most difficult to learn. The reason is that home plate is 17 inches wide, which isn't all that big when you think about it when you're looking at it from 60 feet 6 inches. If a hitter crowds the plate, he can shrink the size of the plate by about half. To throw a ball over an 8.5-inch target from 60 feet away, well, that's a tough thing to do. So the batter has a huge advantage, and his chances of getting a hit go up exponentially if he can shrink the size of the plate. To me, it's all about respect. If a batter crowds the plate, he's disrespecting my pitcher. I want my guy to have all the plate to work with. So I train my pitchers to throw inside and back the batter off the plate. Throwing inside isn't sticking one in the batter's rib cage or, you know, knocking him in the head. It's about the real estate from the middle of the plate to his belt buckle. It takes courage and confidence to throw the ball inside. All the big game pitchers do it, and it's why they are big game pitchers. Inside pitch is about respect. It's about courage, and it's about confidence. Okay, let's talk a little baseball. It's simple when you really think about it. There's a rule book. I say that because the only people who have ever read it are the umpires. There's a lot of neat stuff in there. I get a kick out of going to games or watching one on TV and listening to people talk about the rules. If they only really knew. Okay, so we have 25 players on a team. 9 play in the field. This is an unusual fact. 8 of them have to have both feet in fair territory, and only the catcher is allowed to be in foul territory, and he has to have both feet in foul territory. Okay, a pitch is either a ball or a strike. A batted ball is either fair or foul. Runners are either safe or out. And the team with the most runs at the end of the game is the winner. So baseball is a game about winners and losers. A lot of the game is obvious. It's the subjective stuff that makes it interesting. The nuances and strategy often go unnoticed. You know, managers are a lot like chess players. And as you know, chess is a game of strategy. Baseball is a game played by kids of all ages. And we all know that people don't always get it right. Chicago Cubs manager, I think it was Leo Durocher, once said, "Baseball is a lot like church. Many attend, but few understand." Hopefully by listening, you'll better understand. I'm often asked why I had so much success as a baseball coach. my answer may surprise you, because my answer isn't about baseball at all. I think three things made me successful as a coach. The first is I never saw myself as a baseball coach. My job, as I saw it, was to work with young boys and girls and help them become young men and young women. When I was a college coach, my job was to take young men and help them become young adults, and really to get them ready for the real world after college was over. Baseball was simply the tool that I used to accomplish this. At the college level, the thing that I'm most proud of wasn't the wins or the tournament championship, but that every senior graduated. He left school with a job, or he had been accepted to medical school or law school. I'm really, really proud of that fact. The second thing is that baseball is first and foremost a game, and I understand this. Games are supposed to be fun. I did everything in my power to make it fun for the players. You can do a lot of teaching while keeping things light. It's about knowing when to coach and when to let the kids be kids. Most parents don't get this. Kids don't need unnecessary pressure today. You know, the fact of the matter is, 99.9% of kids today, well, they're not going to be professional ball players. As kids age, fewer and fewer play the game. And that's because baseball passes everybody by. Nobody plays forever. You know, so for young kids, the most important thing is to, you know, have fun. And the thing that they really look forward to most is the treat after the game. Win or lose, they all have smiles on their faces because it's all about the treat. The worse it is for you, the happier they are. When coaches and parents and players lose sight of a game, as baseball of a game, the fun goes out the door really fast. And when the fun goes out of the game, it's basically over. And I saw this most often with coaches and parents who were in it to win it at all cost. You know, looking back, I was a plate umpire in a game many years ago. Two travel teams were playing for the state of Georgia state championship. The parents were really out of control. Both sides were on each other big time from the first pitch. It got to the point where the parents quit hurling insults and words at each other and started throwing things. And you could see it was starting to get to the players. They weren't having any fun. There was a close play at the plate, and, you know, you could feel it. The kids coming towards the plate. All of a sudden, we've got a runner, the ball, the catcher, and me all around home plate. And what happens? I get hit with a Coke. And that was basically it. I stopped the game, had the tournament supervisor call the police, and it was a really hot day. And I'm standing there. I've got Coke dripping off of me. The catcher's got Coke all over him. The kid was safe at the plate. And the thing that really got me, when I turned to look at the parents, they were almost ready to blame me, like I had it coming. Well, when the police got there, I ejected all of the parents, both teams. I sent them out to the parking lot. They were going to fight. They were going to fight in the parking lot. And I basically let each team have two adults in the dugout, and that was it. No more pressure. We got back to playing baseball, and the kids had a blast. And it was one of the best games ever. It was great. It was a great game to watch, and it's one that I'll never forget. I really wish I could have put the grandma that threw the Coke on me in jail, but that wasn't my choice to make. So, bottom line, if baseball isn't fun, it's not a game. The third thing that made me successful was the fact that I taught that everything counts. To me, it's the most important takeaway that you can take from sports. I learned this philosophy from the late John Wooden. Coach Wooden was probably the best basketball coach of all time. His record speaks for itself. I mean, there's not even a close second in my mind. As a coach, I spent a lot of time talking to the players about everything counts. What do I mean when I say everything counts? Well, first of all, we have on the field. Baseball's a cumulative game. It's a series of skills stacked on each other like pancakes. You master one skill, and then you move up to the next one. There's a certain order that they have to be learned in, and there's no jumping around. There's no shortcuts. There's a specific order in which things have to be done and learned. You know, babies learn to crawl, then they stand. Then they take their first steps. They walk, then they learn to run. In baseball, you learn to toss, then you learn to throw, then you learn to pitch. You learn to throw a fastball, then you learn to throw a curveball. On the field, every drill has a purpose, every practice has an objective, every game has an outcome. Somebody wins, somebody loses. And you have to learn how to handle both. You have to win with grace, and you have to learn to accept losing because somebody has to. You don't want to be a sore loser. I'm going to spend a lot more time talking about this in some of our upcoming shows. Everything counts. Okay, the second part of everything counts has to do with you as a person. Some people say that the definition of character is how you behave when you think that nobody is watching. Well, I got news for you. In today's world, somebody is always watching. They're either taking a picture, making a video, putting up a post, you name it. So it's how you walk, how you talk, how you carry yourself. You know, players are first and foremost student athletes. And in my mind, student athletes are held to a higher standard. I want to know how they're doing in school. I want to know what their grades are. Are they getting their homework done on time? And are they involved in other types of activities just other than sports? School comes first, period. Because so few people make it into the pros that you got to be able to do something after sports ends. If you're failing in the classroom, there's no way that you're going to succeed on the field. I like to tell a story about Ron Bloomberg. Ron's a friend of mine. Ron played for the Yankees back in the 1970s, and his claim to fame besides his World Series ring is that he was the first designated hitter in baseball history. Up until a few years ago, he was a scout for the Yankees. He scouted the number ones, which in baseball speak are the players the Yankees would like to draft as their number one pick in that year's particular amateur draft. He said the thing that he looks for most, the most important thing, is a player's character. His first question is always, what kind of kid is he? Not what kind of baseball player, not what kind of pitcher, what kind of hitter, but what kind of kid is he? Is he a good kid? Is he dependable? Is he willing to learn? Does he show respect around adults? Is he a team player? Is he trying to improve his game to be the best he can be? And does he try to make the team better? Or is it all about him? He said the worst ones are the divas and the show-offs and the know-it-alls. And he said they don't draft those kind of guys. It says a lot for a professional baseball scout to come out on the record and say that. Everything counts, both on and off the field. This is a topic that I'm going to spend a lot more time talking about on future shows. We're just about out of time for today. If you have any questions or comments, you can leave them on my website at coachc.live. Thanks for listening.